Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and here we are welcoming in a special guest, somebody that I speak with all the time and has been just a real, good influence, I would say, on the entire program here at Voice Coaches since joining us. When did you start, Simone? It was within the last year.
Oh my goodness. I think March 1st, that was a year.
Oh my goodness. It's already been a year.
A month in almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Where have I been? Doing a million things. Sorry. I wanted to have you on and just, introduce you to people because you have had such a great impact, I think, on the program as a whole and in restructuring things for us and just, and bringing, a little bit of a different perspective, being in the studio and everything. So, why don't you introduce yourself real quick so people know exactly who you are, what you do?
Sure thing. My name is Simone, which I think we established that. I'm a voice actor and coach here, right? I'm also a musician. I've been doing voiceover actively. I would say I made my first demo. Oh my gosh, I'm going to date myself, back in 2002. So 22 years ago. But I spent a lot of years making records, kind of stepped away from voiceover and then got back into it full on in 2010. So, 15 year, 2009, 2010. And, I love doing a variety of kinds of voice work. And what I love is that as I grew, what I could do grew as well, right? I started primarily with commercials. So I did a lot of commercial work and then promo work. And I remember my first promo gig that I was so in love with was like for the Property Brothers, HGTV.
Yeah.
Also because my mom loves it. And so I'd be like, Mom, when you're watching the Property Brothers, you might hear me.
What's funny you say that is like when I'm editing stuff in my studio, I always like put Netflix on and I have something playing and sometimes it is HGTV. So now I might have to go ahead and look for the Property Brothers and just like listen really closely.
Well, sadly, I haven't done that in a bit, but but I do, it is a fond, it was a job that I really, really, and I wasn't the voice of it. So, I did it here and there, but, variety is the spice of life for everybody. So luckily there's enough for all of us to go around. Then I branched off into more narrative and long form, right? Doing e-learning and corporate narration and medical each segment, subgenre of voiceover requires a slightly different skill, foundationally it's all about connecting and making the words your own. And I love that. I love that process, right? Every time, no matter what it's with.
You said medical and like, I was impressed with you before, but geez,
it was hard. It's not my primary, genre.
That's the thing, right? Like I'll tell students, if you're practicing reading anything and everything like I do, because I'm slightly dyslexic and I feel like like the only way I was able to go ahead and do things comfortably is I literally was just picking up anything. Didn't matter what it was. It's like a book, it's a script, or it's the back of the shampoo bottle, like just adjusting myself. And I'm like, at some point, you'll be able to read anything that's put in front of you comfortably. You might not want to do the work, but there it is. I still don't think, though, if medical stuff was put in front of me that I could read it comfortably. But, more props to you.
Hey, like I said, it's definitely not my prime. It's not where I shine. If somebody came to me and said, hey, Simone, can you recommend somebody who can do a bunch of medical? Of course, I'd want to say I'd take the challenge. But I might say, hey, pass it on to Debbie, or whatever.
Right. Because let's face it, those words are just made up. So like, how am I supposed to pronounce them?
But I mean, it is. And the thing is medical, that's a big umbrella too, right? Not all medical is hardcore technical medical terms. Some of it is a little patient facing and public facing, right? So that's a whole, yeah.
Yeah, there's like two sectors of it, but so I know that when you jumped on here at Voice Coaches, we were in this process of kind of like revamping a lot of things, whether it was the website or the curriculum or whatever, and you've been very, very hands-on. What do you think, jumping in was most important for you in kind of like, I guess, making this field and the program itself, I think, a little bit more cohesive. What was like the first thing that you jumped into? Do you remember? Now, later.
Well, I mean, when I first came on, you know, the program is such a wonderful, I mean, the core concepts of the program are so amazing. So it wasn't about me coming in and changing anything. It was just, adding some of the things that I had done on my own in my own coaching and things that I had discovered as a voice actor along the way. And so the fun thing, which I loved is that when David brought me on, you know, for everybody that's the CEO of our company, when David brought me on, we were excited to collaborate and sort of add new stuff, right? And celebrate the program as it existed when I came on, but then add stuff that I had, you know, developed over the years, as a performer. Right. So, and he's been so great about that. And I've really enjoyed the joy of collaboration and always, I mean, that's something that we talk about. We should always be growing whether it's a company or an individual, right? Cause the world changes like that on a dime. And, so whether we're a company or an individual, we want to roll with it, right? And we want to grow with it. So I think that we're all committed to that here for sure.
Yeah. And I know a lot of the students, as they were going through, it's like they're seeing these exercises that you've created and they're finding them very helpful. And I know that you have also taken a lot of like our feedback and made things. So it's like, you know, instead of students feeling like, oh my God, I get into this one class and I'm getting so much information and I can't even process it at all. It's like now it's like, okay, it just feels, everything's feeling a little bit more comfortable as people are going and growing within the process, which I think is great.
I love how we all communicate. I mean, I love that we get to sit down and talk about whether it's, you know, the curriculum or individual students that we're really impressed by, or that we think, hey, how can we better, maybe a particular student is struggling with something. How can we address that struggle and grow together, right? So I love that we have this open line of communication. You know, I'm here whenever anybody wants to talk to me. I could talk for hours. So how long is this podcast? Just kidding. Right. But so, anytime, and that's a really special thing about being here too, is I feel like if anybody, whether it's a coach or a client, you know, ever has a question or a need, you know, we're all here for it, right? So that's been really
and the one-on-one situation is, I think, what is allowing us to stand apart in this kind of situation in this education, because it is, it's like molded to each student rather than, you know, and that would have been so beneficial for me just in school in general. I think, you know, being dyslexic and not knowing it, you know, back in the day, it's like I would look at a test and be like, I don't know, this is not going to go well. You know, but if I had that one-on-one experience where it's like, oh, this is kind of being catered to me and like my understanding, I probably would have done so much better. So I'm glad that we have that ability. I think a lot of us too, we're just, I don't know if we need to be like good at reading people in this field, but I think a lot of us are, and it might be because we need to be in touch with what is correct to bring to a script. You know, we can look at a piece of paper and understand, so we can look at people and also understand. But, you know, it's like going through some of these classes, sometimes I'm just like, oh, I can, there's just like a look in the face or the eyes or like whatever. I'm like, I'm going to go and hit that again.
Well, it's not a static thing, right? Every one-on-one is, I mean, you're in the moment and things come up like in a performance, in a script, right? With a client and you see them as an individual and you run with it, right? In the moment. So, I love that, you know, one-on-one to me is where, I mean, that it's a very special opportunity to really, meet somebody's individual needs for sure. Yeah.
So, well, going back to you and like the stuff that you've accomplished over, you know, your years of doing this, which, by the way, when you said 2002, you know, for me, I started in 2004. I actually was literally just doing some radio stuff this morning. And I talked about the fact that, like, I was in college 20 years ago and I was like, oh, ew, you know, that moment. But it's it's just like, it's the experience, too, of what, you know, what you've done over the course of that time. You mentioned the Property Brothers. What's like some of the most favorite stuff that you've done? Like, and what's some, a couple like standout projects where you're like, I can't believe I got to do that.
I think my favorite commercial I ever did. Yeah, it was my favorite commercial, and this was a few years back, but it was for KitchenAid. And that, because I got to really branch out from my typical, I think, commercial casting, you know, which is, hey, you know, I'm in my 30s and I'm your best friend, right? You know? And the piece itself had such beautiful cinematography and such fun music. And it was this, and vocally, the performance was very understated and quiet and kind of reflective, which is just something I hadn't been able to really do before. So it was a departure. And so that's probably my favorite piece. Like when I see it, I'm like,
yeah,
oh my
isn't that
gosh.
Interesting? It's like the stuff where it's like you get to, it's different from what you've done before. You almost kind of feel like it's a little bit of a challenge. So it's like, but it's exciting at the same time. And like, so
yeah.
I've had that here and there too, where it's like, I've done so much of like one thing. And then all of a sudden here I am, I'm getting to like, maybe do a little bit more acting and like play with my voice in different ways. And all of a sudden I'm like, man, I want to do more of that. But then, you know, your time gets so crunched with all the stuff that's actually coming in. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's a balancing.
Before I start searching.
Yeah. I mean, it's a balancing act of like, you know, we talk about that. Like, what's your voice personality? What's your voice strength? Like, what are you really great at? And let's expand that, use that. Right.
Yeah.
But within that, you know, you also want to dip your toes into other things and right, we talk about expanding your strength range, right? You know what you're best at, but you also want to dip your toe in other things and grow in that way, right?
Yep.
But I think it's so important to be patient in that growth, because not feeling as voice actors like we have to do everything right now. It's like, no, we can do what we're best at. And it's okay if we're the best at one or two things, right? And then we can slowly learn and grow into those other things, right?
Yeah, it's having goals and you know, doing little things to reach them slowly, instead of trying to feel like you gotta, like, what do they say? It's like the hare's not the one running the race in the end. It's that tortoise.
Right.
You know, you gotta, it's the slow grind that builds to get to it. And I mean, like, I was just kind of like going through files and deleting stuff the other day of like different elements for social media that I had created that I don't have a use for anymore. But just seeing my slow build over the last few years of radio work that I've been building on. And I was like, you see, it's a picture of me. And like, you can hear her on these two stations. And then it's like, oh, no, four stations. Oh, wait, no, it's six stations. And now it's like 10. And I'm over here going, holy cow. I was like, I should like throw a video of that together. Like, look at that. Like, but it's the slow build and it's the grind that you're putting into it too, that you almost don't even realize the growth that's happening in the moment until you look back, you know,
and
that's what happens too, just with, you know, people as they're going through the program, if they're doing the right practice and stuff, they don't realize, you know, the giant steps they're taking each time they go to practice. And then they get to a demo day where they're just, you know, it's finally getting ready to record and they hear themselves back and they're like, oh my God, that's me. Like, I didn't sound like that 4 months ago.
Right.
Holy crap. Like, and that's why it's so important to listen to yourself, I guess. But it's just, I mean, these steps always get taken and it's like, you want to go ahead and keep plugging along, you know, to build the additional skills. So I know you've got a class that you got to get to. So before I let you go, I want to ask, like, do you think the best piece of advice for somebody that has been kind of plucking along with this and is trying to get, you know, themselves up off the ground a little bit? What do you think is the best piece of advice that you could give?
Oh gosh. Well, it's hard because it's a big leap of faith, but I always like to say, I think voiceover is sort of a game of trust. You're trusting that the listeners are open and receptive to what you're saying, and you're trusting that you are interpreting it well, and that you're trusting your choices, and you're trusting, you know, I think we get in our way a lot, right? So it's that leap of faith to just focus on the message and trust that that you know what you're saying. And don't worry so much about how it sounds or what other how other people are receiving it. So trust yourself. Trust that you are gleaning meaning from the text that you are voicing, and then just throw it out to the wind. Take some risks, you know, especially in the beginning. Take some risks. I always said especially when you're recording yourself and playing it back and trying to learn and say, okay, what do I like about that piece that I just recorded? Right? What worked? What didn't? What landed? And where did I maybe miss an opportunity, right? Where I didn't color a word that could have been lifted or something, right? That's a great process. You know, it's a great process. And it doesn't need to be one where, you know, it's hypercritical. It's constructive criticism. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So I think I got a little bit off my original point.
No, the basics of what you just said, trust and listen
and let go too. You know, it's like, it's just like homework. You know, you get a script and you make some creative choices. And then once you start speaking, take that leap of faith and just let it go, right? You can listen back and change your choices, right? But for when you start speaking, just let it go, right? Don't try to micromanage the read and try to control how it's coming out of your mouth. That's my biggest piece of advice. I would say, you know, make your choices first and then just let it go. You can listen and make adjustments later.
Yeah. And I try to instill that in students so often. It's like, you can't, like, the overthinking is that is the worst part about all of this at first. The moment you start to just like, go with a gut move, like, is when everything kind of starts to come together. So, well, Simone, I'm glad that we could finally get you on the pod here.
Yeah,
I can't even believe it's been over a year now that you've been with the company. But
I know. You know,
great addition, and I'm just glad that you could be, you know, a part of the family now.
I'm so happy to be. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And if anybody wants to, you know, get more info about voice coaches or the program itself, there should be a link right in the podcast, the blog portion of everything. And so we got a brand new episode coming next week. So stay tuned.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.